You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart, talking a little baseball, talking a lot of Astros. B-Tags, look, the Astros now, we're past Memorial Day. If there are those fans who have been waffling, maybe kind of on the fence, not sure if they really want to jump in, is it time to finally believe?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're almost to the one-third point of the season, and, you know, here they are sitting with a pretty comfortable lead in the division. So, I think even with all their flaws and everything, I think they're going to be competitive, I think, at least for the next couple of months. I can't imagine, you know, just barring a total collapse, that they go deep into the summer and are in some kind of playoff contention at this point, just because, you know, the division really is scuffling as a whole, and, you know, the Astros have taken advantage of that with their quick start. But, you know, you also got to remember that, you know, they're probably going to be adding some players as we go along here, whether that's Carlos Correa or Jed Lowrie when he gets back, or even via trade. You know, I think they have a chance to get better as the summer progresses. So that should give fans even more reason for optimism.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Lowrie, because I guess it was just today or yesterday, I was thinking to myself, when he went down, I thought that could be their first real challenge. And he's a good ball player. He does a lot of things for him. They have not skipped a beat at all without Jed Lowrie. You mentioned Kevin Correa as a potential as well, and we'll get into Jeff Luno's visit to Fresno. But, that might be the biggest story yet, is that they have managed to navigate this stretch without Jed Lowrie as well as they have.
Yeah, you know, and when Lowrie first went down with a thumb injury, they had about a week, 10-game stretch there where they really scuffled and they missed him. And, then, you know, they still miss him. And they could use his, you know, his professional at bats and his ability to get on base, because they don't have a lot of those guys right now, especially with Altuve slumping a little bit here in recent days. But, you know, the way this lineup is built, that even though you don't have a lot of high batting average, high on base guys, everyone's got the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So, it's a formula they've lived and died with all year. And when they're hitting the home runs, they're tough. But, you know, when Lowrie comes back and they can plug him in the lineup and a guy who can hit a few home runs as well, switch hitter, draws walks, gets on base, you know, he has a dynamic that I think they do miss, but they're managing to win without him.
Yeah, and typical Astros fashion, I think everyone can agree they are the story of Major League Baseball this year. And so every week, everything they do is news. But it would be fitting this week that a young man by the name of Preston Tucker puts his name in the all-time record books, and the Astros turn a triple play. It's just another ho-hum week. It's like, I'm not sure what's left to check off the list of remarkable occurrences for this game.
Yeah, you know, I keep a list of moments as the season goes along, just so I can refer back to them. And I think at the end of the year, we run our top moments of the year. And I've already gone past 10. I'm like, oh, that's a moment. There's just, you're right. Every week, there's something else that just makes you go, wow, I've never seen that, or that's pretty amazing. And Preston Tucker is on that list a couple of times. And, you know, two pinch hit home runs late in games. You know, one of them, they both tied games and they ended up losing one. But the one on Sunday in Detroit was just very impressive. I mean, he went down to a knee and hit a home run to tie the game late. I mean, just a game that I thought they had lost. I was like, you know, there's no way the kid can come through again, and he did. And he was in the lineup first game in Baltimore, and he came through with a hit. So, I think he's here to stay, and that's kind of an example of what we're talking about earlier. I don't think anybody at the beginning of the year thought Preston Tucker would be contributing to this team like he is. And here he is in the outfield mix right now. You know, like we said earlier, things are going to change. They're going to add players as we go along, and maybe there'll be another Preston Tucker come up.
You mentioned earlier in this podcast that, you know, even with some of their flaws, they played well. They're 12 games over 500 as you and I speak right now. What are some of the flaws? What would be a concern of yours?
Well, I think the biggest concern they have to have is starting pitching, just the depth of starting pitching. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest things we look forward to at the trade deadline. I think they have to be on the lookout to not so much get an ace, but just get another proven guy to put in that rotation that you can count on down the stretch. You know, McCullers has done a nice job. Overholt is coming back. You know, Roberto Hernandez didn't pitch well the other day. So you really have two spots in the rotation that are kind of up for grabs. And Scott Feldman, don't know what you're going to get with him either. He really struggled in the first inning. So they have to upgrade their pitching. You know, I think their lineup could use another consistent bat. You know, if they're on days they're not getting the home runs, and they just need another guy in that lineup who can stretch the lineup a little bit, maybe get it to one of the thumpers, and they don't have that. So I think the bullpen's fine, but if I were Jeff Luna, I'd be looking at starting pitching, and maybe if you can get another bat in the process as well, that would be even better.
Well, Jose Altuve took a seat the other day, just a mental day, I guess, as manager wanted to put it. No concerns there, right? I mean, this guy is certainly proven enough at this point that just a minor, you know, setback, I guess, of a week or so of just tough at bats for him, or does he really, you know, the rest all he really needs at this point? What do you see?
You know, yeah, he got the day of rest. He came out the first series in Baltimore and, you know, came out swinging and had a couple of hits right off the bat, which, you know, you certainly figured he would have. But,
you know, I think Altuve's kind of figuring out that the teams are pitching him a little differently now. And, you know, he needs to not swing it stuff off the plate a little bit. I think pitchers, obviously, they have a very aware of what he can do and his bat control and how good he is at putting the bat on the baseball. And I think the pitchers recently have done a nice job really just changing what they do than they did last year to try to get him out when it seemed like nobody could get him out. But I think Altuve's a good enough hitter. He has good enough back control that I think he'll adjust. And he's going to have to keep adjusting. But we never really saw him have a slump like this for, you know, 7-8 games like he has now. We didn't see that last year. So it's kind of shocking. And you look at his batting average, he's hitting 300. He's like, oh, no. But, you know, Jose Altuve at the end of the year is hitting 300. You know, he's going to have a very productive year.
Right. Yeah, no question about that. You mentioned Kevin Correa earlier. I know Jeff Luno was visiting various prospects. He was checking in with the Fresno club. Any better insight as to, you know, when we might see Correa at the big league level? Is it imminent? What do you guess?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah, Carlos Correa, I think definitely we'll see him this year. I still think before the All-Star break, it's going to depend on how he performs. He's gone down in Triple-A and done pretty well. You know, he's not putting up the monster numbers like he did at Double-A. And, you know, he's facing some pitchers now who have played in the major league, playing with some major leaguers. So it's obviously a big uptick in competition for him. But I think he's good enough that he can handle it. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I think they're going to need Carlos Correa. I mean, if he's hitting 320 and hitting some home runs, they're going to need him to come in and play. And I think if Carlos Correa came up today, that I think he could hit 270 and hit some home runs, and I think he would play a tremendous shortstop. But, you know, right now they're winning, and that's one of the other things they have to consider. You know, why? Yeah, they're going to have to add players at some point, but right now they're winning with what they have. Let Correa keep playing at Triple-A. You know, you have the Super 2 thing as well they have to consider. Jonathan Singleton tearing the cover off the ball. But it's hard now with Carter and Gattis, both of them, all of a sudden they're two of your leaders in RBIs. Where do you play Singleton if you bring him up? So, you know, I think they're going to stand pat right now with both those guys. But I think we'll see both of them this summer for sure.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question about Singleton. And they've seen Singleton before. It's not like, you know, there's a big mystery there. This is a young man who really has to prove a whole lot more. But at the same time, he doesn't seem to be running into too many challenges at Triple-A. And I'm sure he's hungry to get back. So that could be a tough little balance to keep for Jeff Luna.
Yeah, I mean, Singleton has nothing to prove. And it's not like the Astros need to see more of him at Triple-A. But it's just a roster crunch at this point. He's going to be DH. He's going to be first base. Yeah. Two guys at those positions, they're paying a lot of money. And lo and behold, Evan Gattis, all of a sudden, for all his struggles and his 0 for whatever to start the season, he leads the club in RBI. You know, he's tough to watch sometimes, but you take him out of the lineup, you know, that's 30 RBIs that you're going to have to replace. And Chris Carter, they keep waiting for him to come around and waiting. I think at some point, they're probably not going to wait forever, and maybe when they do that, then maybe they make the move to Singleton. But
still no guarantee Singleton comes up here and gives you more production than Carter. And based on what we saw last year, when Singleton came up here and really struggled and struck out a ton, especially towards the end of the season, but there's no guarantee he's going to come up here and put up the same kind of numbers. Inside, he won't, but you know, they need to find a middle ground somewhere that he can come here and be a, get some productive at bats and be a productive part of the lineup. But I think until they decide they've seen enough of Chris Carter to where they want to go a different direction, there's really no spot for Singleton right now. And that's just a roster crunch right now. And I'm sure when Luno was in Fresno a few days ago, he probably had that conversation with John.
Yeah, well, interesting points. And certainly, while he would strike out a lot, hard to imagine striking out more than Chris Carter has been. 63 strikeouts and 151 at-bats. So, anyway, good stuff as always, Brian. Stay dry. I know there's been plenty of rain there in Houston, and we'll do it again next week, maybe from a kayak.
All right, Dave. Sounds good.
All right, man. Take care. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.